Are you tired of feeling like you're not in control of your actions and emotions? Do you want to develop true self-control and become a stronger, more disciplined man? In this video, we'll explore the teachings of Marcus Aurelius, one of the greatest philosophers and leaders in history, and learn how you can apply his wisdom to develop true self-control as a man. From mastering your thoughts to overcoming temptation, you'll discover practical strategies for building self-discipline and becoming the best version of yourself. Lesson 1. Learn to be mindful. Being fully present in the present moment and observing our thoughts, feelings, and experiences without judging them is what mindfulness is all about. Being a detached viewer of our own lives, able to watch the flow of events without getting caught up in them, is like this. Let's picture a calm morning by a lake to better understand what awareness is. As you sit next to the water, you can see the light dancing on its surface and the soft waves. At first, your mind might jump from one thought to the next like a butterfly flying from flower to flower. As you sit there, though, you bring your awareness back to the present moment. You ground yourself in the feeling of your breath and the sounds and sights around you. When you are in this state of awareness, you notice how full each moment is. The rustling of leaves in the wind, the warmth of the sun on your skin, and the scent of wildflowers carried on the wind are all small things that most people don't notice. You become more connected to the present moment with each breath. You let go of fears about the past and the future and just are. Being mindful isn't just about being still by the lake, though. It means being aware in every part of our lives. As we eat, walk, work, or talk to loved ones, awareness encourages us to give the thing we're doing our full attention. Take the simple act of eating an apple as an example. A lot of the time, we eat without thinking, and we don't even notice how the food tastes or feels as we rush through our meals. Mindfulness, on the other hand, helps us eat with interest and gratitude. It's the freshness, the juicy taste, and the sweetness that really hits us that we notice. We grow a stronger link to our food and the feeling of being fed when we enjoy each moment. Mindfulness can also change how we deal with our feelings in the same way. We don't have to act on our anger, fear, or sadness right away. Instead, we can stop and look at these feelings with kindness and understanding. As we know, feelings are like moving clouds in the sky. They are fleeting and always changing. We make room for healing and change when we let ourselves feel without judging them. But one of the most important benefits of awareness is that it can help you quiet your mind. Our thoughts are often like a busy market, full of noise and other things that need our attention. Mindfulness, on the other hand, can help us find safety in the stillness that lies below the surface. We learn that there is a huge area of awareness down below all the thoughts, like the calm depths of the ocean. We can see things clearly and feel at peace when we are still inside. Putting our problems and challenges in a bigger picture helps us see them with new eyes and an open heart. Realizing that our thoughts and feelings don't make us who we are, but the awareness that sees them does. When we realize this, we feel a deep sense of freedom. The freedom to choose how to respond, to live with purpose and honesty, and to learn real self-control. So how can we make our daily lives more mindful? Being mindful takes time and practice, just like any other skill. Every day, take a moment to pay attention to your breath. Don't try to change the way your breath feels as it comes in and goes out of your body. Just notice it. Bring your attention back to the breath slowly if your mind wanders. Make time to do a body scan meditation. This is where you focus on one part of your body at a time, starting with your toes and moving up to the top of your head. You should be aware of any feelings or stress you may be hanging on to, and then let go. Take your time with each meal and enjoy the colors, textures, and tastes of the food. Slowly and deliberately chew your food, paying attention to the tastes and textures in your mouth and the way it makes you feel as you eat. Pay close attention to every step you take as you stroll through nature. Pay attention to how your feet feel on the ground, how your body moves, and the sounds and sights around you. Allow yourself to fully experience what it's like to walk. When you talk to other people, give them your full attention and practice deep listening. Don't judge or interrupt. Pay attention to how they speak, how they move, and how their words make you feel. When you listen with understanding and kindness, you strengthen your relationship with others and help them understand and get along with you. Mindfulness will no longer just a method for you as you make these habits a part of your daily life. It will become a way of being, a way of living with more awareness, kindness, and inner peace. As you practice awareness, you'll find that you have a lot of self-control power that's just ready to be awoken and used. Lesson 2. Make your goals clear. With a good sense of direction, you can find your way through a thick bush, like how a map helps a tourist find their way through unknown land. Clear goals show us the way to our desired location. Marcus Aurelius, the famous Roman emperor and Stoic philosopher, wrote many timeless works that stress how important it is to have clear goals. Imagine that you are starting a trip and have no idea where it will lead you. What would you do to get through the turns and oops and downs? It's like going boating without a map and just floating randomly through life's huge ocean. If you know where you want to go, though, every step you take and choice you make is intentional. So, what do goals really mean? Goals are like dreams, but they have a due date. They are the goals we have for ourselves, the pictures we have of ourselves in the future, and the places we want to go. Though they may be big or small, short-term or long-term, goals give us a reason to live and a sense of direction. But making goals isn't just daydreaming or wishing for things to happen. It needs to be clear, focused, and committed. Being clear about your goals is very important, according to Marcus Aurelius. Consistency is the key to success. How do I make my goals clear? That's a good question. Things aren't as hard as they sound. Take some time to think about what's important to you in life. What do you believe in? What makes you happy and feels good? Your beliefs and interests should be in line with your goals. This will help you live a worthwhile life. It's time to set goals once you know what you value and what's most important to you. What do you want to get done? Be clear and detailed. Instead of telling people, "I want to be successful," add, "I want to start my own business and achieve financial independence." It can be hard to reach big goals, so break them up into smaller jobs that you can handle. For one thing, this makes your goals less stressful, and for another, it helps you keep better track of your progress. Break your goals down into steps that you can take and give yourself due dates for each one. Putting pen to paper is very strong. Put your goals somewhere you'll see them every day, like a book or a glass board. This will not only help you remember your goals, but it will also make you more determined to reach them. Picture yourself reaching your goals while you close your eyes. How does it look? How does it really feel? Visualization is a strong technique that can help you stay inspired and on track with your goals, even when things are hard. Though life is uncertain, things don't always go as planned. Allow yourself to change your goals if necessary, and don't be too hard on yourself if you run into problems along the way. To reach your goals, being able to change is just as important as being clear. By following these easy steps, you can make goals that are clear and attainable. These goals will help you live a life with meaning, success, and satisfaction. Always keep in mind that focus is the key to success. So take some time to think about your values and set clear goals. Then, give your all to achieving them. You can handle life's problems with confidence and grace if you have clarity as your guide. You will know that you are on the right track to reach your goals. Lesson 3. Develop healthy habits. It's simple to get lost in the things that need to be done. We often forget to take care of our own health and happiness while managing work, family, and social responsibilities. But Marcus Aurelius tells us how important it is to form good habits that are good for our body, mind, and spirit. What do good habits really mean? They are the small habits and tasks that we take part in every day to improve our health. These habits include a lot of different things, from working out to relaxing your mind, from eating well to getting a good night's sleep. Exercise is one of the most important healthy habits. Moving around not only makes our muscles stronger and our heart health better, but it also makes us feel better and lowers our stress levels. Working out can help you even if you don't go to the gym every day. Take a quick walk in the park or stretch for a few minutes at home. That's all it takes. Nutrition is another very important part of health. What we eat has a direct effect on how we feel and how our bodies work. Instead of eating processed junk food or sugary snacks, try to eat whole foods that are high in nutrients. You can feed your body and mind for peak efficiency by eating a lot of fruits, veggies, whole grains, and lean meats. Water is also important for staying healthy. Our bodies are mostly water, so keeping wet is important for nutrition, circulation, and getting rid of waste. It's best to drink a lot of water throughout the day and not too many sugary or caffeine drinks. But having healthy habits isn't just good for our bodies, they're also good for our minds and emotions. Mindfulness and calm exercises are one of these habits. Every day, taking a moment to clear your mind can help lower stress and build inner peace. You can do this by meditating, doing deep breathing exercises, or just sitting still. Getting enough good sleep is also important for mental health. Our bodies heal and recharge while we sleep, and not getting enough sleep can be very bad for our mental and physical health. Every night, try to get 7 to 9 hours of good sleep and make sure you have a relaxing routine before bed to let your body know it's time to relax. Besides these habits for ourselves, it's also important to develop good habits in our social exchanges and relationships. It can have a huge effect on our general health and happiness to be around friends and family who support and encourage us. Make time to connect with people you care about, whether it's through things you both enjoy, deep talks, or just spending time together. Creating good habits is really about taking care of our minds, bodies, and souls. Making choices every day that put our health and worth first is what it means to be truly human. Adding these habits to our daily routines gives us the power to live a full, healthy, and happy life. Therefore, let us make a promise to develop good habits that will feed and support us as we go through life. Lesson 4. Learn to manage stress. It can be hard to breathe and feel like a big weight is pushing down on our shoulders when we're stressed. But, as Marcus Aurelius taught, we can deal with worry and not let it take over our lives. Think of stress as a storm outside your window. Even though it's scary and loud outside, you can find peace and quiet inside your own house. To deal with worry, you need to find a safe place inside yourself, where you can face the storm with power and determination. Being aware is one way to deal with stress. Being mindful makes it easier to see your feelings and thoughts. It's like turning on a light in the dark. Being mindful lets you notice stress as it comes up without letting it take over. You may feel tense in your body, have fast-moving thoughts, or feel like you have too much to handle. Don't try to get rid of these thoughts. Just be aware of them and let them be. Your stress will finally go away on its own, like clouds moving across the sky. Deep breathing is another great way to deal with worry. When we're worried, our breathing gets short and quick, which makes us feel even more anxious. But if we take slow, deep breaths, our bodies will know it's okay to calm down. Close your eyes, take a deep breath in through your nose, and feel your belly rise like a bubble. Then, slowly let out your breath through your mouth, letting go of stress with each breath. Allow yourself to fall deeper into relaxation with each breath as you do this several times. Another great way to deal with worry is to do something active. Moving our bodies lets go of stress and energy that has been building up, making us feel more grounded and in control. Going for a walk, doing yoga, or dancing to your best music can all help you deal with stress without having to do something challenging. Do something every day that makes you happy and living. Along with these self-care activities, it's also important to build a network of friends and family who can help you feel better when you're stressed. He wrote, "The best revenge is not to be like your enemy." Marcus Aurelius knew how important society was. Spend time with people who make you feel good, and don't be shy about asking for help when you need it. A good support system can make all the difference in how you deal with life's problems, whether it's someone to cry on, someone to listen, or useful help. Don't forget to be kind to yourself. There will be times when you feel stressed, and it's okay to not know everything. Give yourself the same care and attention that you would give to a close friend. You're doing the best you can with what you have, and that's enough. Mindfulness, deep breathing, exercise, and asking for help from others can help you become more resilient and strong in the face of life's difficulties. Keep in mind that you are not alone and that you can get through anything if you wait and don't give up. Lesson 5. Avoid temptation. Temptation is like a word in the wind. It draws us in with promises of happiness and pleasure. It can look like a lot of different things, like the draw of sugary treats or bad habits, or the urge to put things off, or the urge to get something right away. Marcus Aurelius's timeless advice tells us of how dangerous it is to give in to desire and urges us to be careful and wise in everything we do. It is important to know what urge means when we talk about it. There are times when we really want to do something that could hurt us in the long run. This is called temptation. It's like wanting a piece of cake even though you know you should eat your veggies, or when you know you should study for a test but would rather watch TV. The first thing we need to do to beat temptation is to recognize it when it comes up. It's like shining a light in the dark to show us the traps that are hiding and could stop our progress. Take a moment to think about the parts of your life that tempt you. It could be the way you eat, how much money you spend, your friends and family. The more you know about these places, the more you can do to avoid giving in to desire. After figuring out where your temptations come from, it's important to become more self-aware and thoughtful. This means not judging your feelings, thoughts, and behaviors as you pay attention to them. You should stop and notice the urge to give in to temptation when it comes up inside you. Pay attention to how it makes you feel and what you think about it. By developing this awareness, you can start to separate yourself from the urge to give in to temptation and choose how to react instead. You don't have to do this alone, but you do need to be strong and determined to resist temptation. Look for help from friends, family, and teachers who share your desire to live a good and honest life. Spend time with people who make you feel good and give you ideas. This will help you fight temptation and stay on your road. Remember that real self-control doesn't mean denying yourself happiness. It means choosing things that are in line with your values and goals. In the short term, giving in to desire may feel good, but in the long term, keeping true to yourself and your goals will make you feel much better. Therefore, the next time you feel like going off track, remember what Marcus Aurelius said and be careful and wise in everything you do. You can resist temptation and live a life of meaning, satisfaction, and inner peace if you learn more about yourself, get help, and stay true to your ideals. Lesson 6. Learn to be patient. Being patient is like having a steady hand that steers a ship through rough seas. When life gets crazy, it's the steady breath in the middle of the chaos. Being patient isn't just a good thing to do, it's a skill that can change how we deal with things in our lives. Think about a seed that is placed in good soil. It doesn't grow into a huge tree overnight. It needs care, time, and patience to grow roots, spread its branches, and reach for the sky. To the same extent, our hopes, dreams, and goals need care and time to materialize. What does it mean to wait, though? There's more to it than just sitting around doing nothing while our wishes come true. In order to be truly patient, you have to choose to accept the process and go with the flow of life. Accepting that things won't always go as planned and that we will face setbacks and problems on the way to our goals is the first step toward patience. We can choose to accept these obstacles as chances to learn and grow instead of fighting them or resenting them. Just remember a time when you were stuck in traffic or had to wait in a long line at the store. Did you feel angry or impatient, like you wanted to move quickly? Let's picture yourself taking a deep breath, focusing on the present, and letting time run through you. How would things have been different for you? Being patient doesn't mean giving up and letting things happen as they may. There is peace in the middle of chaos if you believe that everything happens for a reason and at the right time. It means giving up control and letting life happen as it will, trusting that we are exactly where we need to be at this very time. But how can we learn to be patient in our everyday lives? We need to slow down and pay attention to our feelings and thoughts to begin. When we feel impatient, we don't have to act right away. We can stop, take a deep breath, and choose a more thoughtful answer. We can also get better at being patient by being thankful and appreciative of the present moment. We don't have to continuously long for the future or dwell on the past. We can train ourselves to find happiness and satisfaction in the present. As long as we keep our hearts open, there is beauty in every moment, whether we're enjoying a tasty meal, basking in the sun's warmth, or cherishing time spent with loved ones. Mindfulness meditation is another very effective way to get better at being patient. By teaching our thoughts to focus on the present, we can become stronger when things go wrong and find peace within ourselves that goes beyond what's going on around us. We can learn to watch our feelings and thoughts without judging them if we do it often enough. We can let them come and go like clouds in the sky. It's not enough to just be patient. You can also get better at it over time. It gets stronger, just like a muscle, the more we use it. Have a nice day, and remember to be patient with yourself and other people. Believe in the process, enjoy the trip, and know that everything happens at the right time. By cultivating acceptance, practicing mindfulness, and embracing the present moment, we can navigate life's challenges with grace and resilience. So, take a deep breath, trust in the process, and remember that good things come to those who wait. Overall, the teachings of Marcus Aurelius provide timeless wisdom that illuminates the path towards developing true self-control as a man. By cultivating mindfulness, setting clear goals, developing healthy habits, managing stress, avoiding temptation, and practicing patience, we empower ourselves to live lives of purpose, fulfillment, and inner peace. May these teachings inspire you to embark on your own journey of self-mastery, guided by the light of your highest aspirations and the wisdom of your inner truth.